Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. Today is Monday, January the 18th, 2016, and today we are celebrating the life of Dr. Martin Luther King. I am your host, your spiritual life coach and healing art for healing artists. You can connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/ Katina, K-A-T-I-N-A, dot love, L-O-V-E, the number 8. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the show to share your journey to higher consciousness and promote your life's purpose and business in the healing art, or to share your wellness products and or services, I would love to speak with you. I can be reached at 248-820-1563. My email is lotuslife8, L-O-T-U-S-L-I-F-E, the number 8, at yahoo.com. Today's topic is the significance of the Mayan calendar. Our special guest is Akhenaten Salam Bey. He's an author, producer, and host of WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta and a promoter of love. There has been a lot of interest around the subject of the Mayan calendar, what it is, what our ancestors about it, and the significance of it in our present time. On the show today, Akhenaten will shed light and answer some questions that you may have or have been wondering about this subject. Akhenaten, as a young teenager, heard the message of love and answered the call to minister hope and healing to the people. For nearly 42 years, his message has been broadcasted through the airwaves and through lectures. Feel free to tune in to The Witch Doctor on WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta. And Akhenaten will share later the days and the times that he broadcasts. So thank you so much for being a guest on the show today, Akhenaten. How are you?
I am excellent, Katina Love. You know, I love your name, Katina Love. As you mentioned,
that's the
energy that all of us need to be resonating on, and that's the message that you spoke of that we're honoring today. Even though it's not his actual birthday, but we know that we acknowledge government finally accepting that we should honor him. But we know that we've honored him before. We have had the condoning, if you will, or the endorsement of honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So I'm glad, first of all, that I'm just honored to be your guest again, and it's just a humbling experience just to know that you feel that I have something of value to share with you and your audience. And so the other reason I'm honored, because you have chosen this day to honor Martin Luther King and all of our ancestors through this particular discussion about the Mayan calendar, or what is called the Mayan calendar. If you would, I would like to start off with a brief prayer that is something that we do in my circle of study groups, if you will, and community of galactic starkins, as we call ourselves, related to the Mayan cosmology. And it's called the Prayer of the Seven Galactic Directions. Okay. Oftentimes, before I proceed, you know, we're unconscious of our directions. You know, we're not really conscious of the directions of when the sun is appearing and when the moon and what phases. And we're just really not as aware as I think we should be to line ourselves up with nature and our, and with spirit. So this is called the Prayer of the Seven Galactic Directions that was actually authored by Volon Vaton, which we'll speak of later, Jose Arguelles. And it goes as this: the Prayer of the Seven Galactic Directions. from the east, house of light. May wisdom dawn in us so we may see all things in clarity. Mm-hmm. From the north, house of night. May wisdom ripen in us so we may know all from within. From the west, house of transformation. May wisdom be transformed into right action so we may do what must be done. From the south, house of the eternal sun. May right action reap the harvest so we may enjoy the fruits of planetary being. From above, house of heaven, where star people and ancestors gather, may their blessings come to us now. From below, house of earth, may the heartbeat of her crystal core bless us with harmonies to end all war. From the center, galactic source, everywhere at once, may everything be known as the light of mutual love. Ayum Hunapku, Eva Maya Imaold. Ayum Hunapku, Eva Maya Imaold. Ayum Hunapku, Eva Maya Imaold. All hail the harmony of mind and nature. Ashe. Amen.
Wow.
That's the prayer. I think that's a very powerful prayer. It's one of the prayers we start out with before our morning meditation. I have to give honor to those that have actually exposed me to the Mayan calendar. Katina, I always make a joke about this. You know, me, as you mentioned, my radio program, which is Night Watch Expressions, I'm on every Twinsday, and I say Twinsday so people don't get it twisted. Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, officially by the midnight hour. So I'm on officially Wednesday morning, but some people get it twisted, you know, with that time period.
Right.
So I say Twinsday so they don't miss out, you know. So it's midnight to 3 a.m. I am so honored to be able to do that program and use that as a platform to share that message of love. And I've been doing that, been doing radio now, particularly there at WRFG when I came to Atlanta. For now, wow, it's going on 34 years now, is it? Yeah,
wow.
It's going on 34 years that I've been at 32. I just had the calendar. 32 years since I've been down at WRFG. I did radio before in Philadelphia, and that's where I started out in my hometown doing radio there. So I'm honored to have continued that, building a legacy of having a voice in our community, especially with WRG representing the radio station it does, giving access to those who have been traditionally deprived of the electronic media. And so this message is, that I bring is about, you know, having a voice for those that have been traditionally deprived, as the mission is saying. And on that program, I had a powerful brother that I had met through a sister who was doing an event, and it was an aspect of their program included the Mayan calendar. So I met this brother who I have honored to be a comrade, a friend, a good brother, and he's actually my master teacher, because he is the one that exposed me to the Mayan calendar. So I was interviewing him, and when he came in, he started talking about this calendar, and I said, wait a minute now, because he was saying Monday is not Monday, Wednesday is not Wednesday, the calendars are off, is not the right time, and he was coming in with all this information. And I joke with him. I say, I started to run him out of my studio. I said, this boy is crazy. talking about this is not the right year and all that. I mean, I had known that, you know, something was wrong with the calendar years before he shared it with me about, you know, because something wrong when we say September, and we know September, the root of the sept is seven, but it's the, what, mm-hmm. the ninth month?
Right,
and
right.
October being octo, meaning eight, and it's the what?
Wow.
The 10th month?
What?
November being, you know, novo means nine, and it somehow got to be the 11th month. And then December.
No way.
That's it.
Wow, I never thought about that.
Most people have in Katina, most people. And so we have been following something that, you know, our mind, look, is creative. And mm-hmm. when we are out of integrity with the things that we say and think, we bring mm-hmm. results that represent
wow.
how out of integrity we are. But most of us don't realize why
mm-hmm.
certain events are not being synchronized in our lives, because we are out of sync with reality. We are out of sync with nature.
Wow.
So he told me that.
Wow.
His name is Waneek Kini Tahuti Shabazz. He has been honored with a new Mayan Olmec title, which is
mm-hmm.
Vozak Votan. And I really owe much to him, because he's the one that shared it with me, I think, about 20 years ago. And I'm
wow.
still a student of him, realizing
mm-hmm.
how in-depth this science
mm-hmm.
is,
wow.
how much our ancestors were so in tune with
mm-hmm.
the universe. You know,
wow.
beyond, you know, we think of our galaxy just going around, our solar system going around this a galaxy, but these were galaxies, the universe,
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
our ancestors were leaving messages. That's why they built pyramids. You know, can you imagine,
mm-hmm.
Katina? These structures that took a minute to build, and they were
right?
so intricately designed to
mm-hmm.
align itself with the celestial beings above.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, that's some work, right? I mean, we think it's a big
right.
thing building a house, right?
Right, right. And it takes several men, according to my knowledge. I don't know, maybe one or two men can do it. I never looked into it, but yeah,
uh-huh.
the whole concept of it, the whole idea, right?
Yeah, so we brag about, you know, a house that just have a purpose to put a shelter over our head. But these, our ancestors
yeah.
were building pyramids all over the world. In America,
wow.
you know, we brag about Egypt, but there are more pyramids
right.
in the Americas than there are
wow.
in Africa or any part of the world, you know.
Wow.
So our
never
ancestors everywhere. Everywhere. You find the pyramids in Asia. You find them in
mm-hmm.
the misnomer Europe, because, you know, I say misnomer because what separates Europe from Africa? The
mm-hmm.
Mediterranean?
Mm-hmm.
But if we listen to
mm-hmm.
the word Mediterranean, Medi means in between. Terra means the land. So it's in
right.
a river, a ocean that is in that separates the land, that appears to separate the land, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
That's just like saying the Mississippi River. Does it separate
right?
the United States? You know?
Wow.
So it's still North Africa. But I say that
mm-hmm.
to say that just like the calendars, we have false perceptions, you know,
mm-hmm.
like they say about Egypt is the Middle East. So that they can
mm-hmm.
take Egypt out of Africa. But Africa, Arabia, all that's right there in Africa. But
yeah,
it's the
yeah.
perceptions that we
mm-hmm.
accept based on reality or based on nature. And so that's why we
wow.
give honor to our ancestors. But I'm so grateful, again, for that experience 20 years ago, and I've been following it, and I'm still under the tutelage of Waneek, who is also the operations. He came in, and I interviewed him, and now he's an integral part of WRG. And I'm going to
wow.
recommend that you invite him to your program platform to
sure.
really get some serious information from him. And it's also another lady who I just met who has extended my knowledge of the Mayan calendar, because like I say, it's so in-depth, and I know we won't even be able to cover it in this amount of time.
Not enough
but I'm going to give
right?
people some resources. I know. Yeah,
right.
Time, right? We think of time.
Right.
And her name is Aquia, and you know, I call her Mama Aquia, and she knows, she's a real master of this science of dealing with the Mayan calendar that has to deal with it's what we call the hollow mind perceiver, the hollow mind. If you most people can pick up hollow, meaning like a holographic or whole aspect of the mind, if you will. So hollow mind is a deeper aspects of understanding the nature of your mind. Most people don't know that the calendar is not just a bunch of numbers, but numbers are significant. We'll talk about that in a minute. But it's about being with yourself. So each day there's a part of you, an energy that's activated in different aspects of your brain. You know, one of my other teachers, Mama Dr. Jewel Pupum, she talks about, she had a series called The Seven Circuits of the Brain. Well, it related to the aspect of the Mayan calendar, because the Mayan calendar relates to different activations of your brain. And that's how deep this Mayan cosmology goes. So we're going to talk a little bit about it. I'm excited about sharing it. And since you mentioned Martin Luther King, I'm going to read to you an affirmation based on Martin Luther King's birthday. And this is the Mayan perspective, to give people a little idea of what it is. Mm-hmm. We share a similar aspect of the Mayan cosmology. There are 20 glyphs or symbols that are represented in the Mayan calendar, okay? So that's 20, okay? And there's 10 different variations of these 20, okay? And this has a relationship, Katina, so your audience will know how intricately our Olmec and Mayan ancestors were, and all of our ancestors that dealt with cosmology, that our sciences always had a relationship with self, because really anything that is within is without, or anything without is within. And we must discover that mostly the most essential part is that which is within. So the 1320 is really an aspect of us, representing us. So these 20, like we have 20 fingers and toes, right? And we have 13 articulates or joints in our body. So every good, every true science has a direct relationship with ourselves. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So here is one of the glyphs, as I said, Dr. King and I share, and it's translated in the dream spell calendar that lines up with the Mayan calendar that Jose Arguelles, and people can look him up on thelawoftime.org, and find out information about this man who was initiated by the Mayan shamans, and he was just downloaded information from energies from other dimensions, you know, that was able to get our calendar in such a way that it would be more symmetrical. And I'm trying to set the foundation here. I don't mean to jump all over it. I think I need to set the basic outline before I read this here about Dr. Martin Luther King. There are, you know, we know there's 52 weeks in a year, right? And if we add up, there's 47 days in each week. So when we add up, we, you know, do the numbers on that, 52 and times 7 is 364. So we know that in science we study that, you know, the year is 365 and they say to a quarter. And so what happens with our Gregorian calendar, which we know we have since over 1,000 years ago, back in the 500s period, I think it was, that all these different calendars were introduced by, you know, either the emperor or the pope. You know, the popes were, you know, you had Julian, the Julius, and that's why we had the month July that comes in that throw off the whole number system in the calendar. The reason why September is not the seventh month, but it's the ninth month, et cetera, that we talked about earlier. Then you have Augustus, you know, with the other emperor, and that's why we had the month August. You know, and these were different months that were put in that people were laying claim on how to get the masses of people to follow their system. Okay, and that means a lot when you talk about, you know, a masses of people following someone else's system, especially when it's unsymmetrical, it's artificial, it's not based on natural time. All right, we know that sometimes in some of our months we got 28, sometimes they're 29, sometimes they're 30, sometimes it's 31, and we don't know which one sometimes, right? So we know just by that statement, Katina, right, that's unsymmetrical, right?
Right.
Anything that's unsymmetrical is going to give you some challenges. It's just like we can't ride a vehicle if it's if our tires are unsymmetrical, right? We're going to have a rough ride or we won't move anywhere. The same thing with timing, because we're talking about time, and this is so important why the Mayan calendar is so important. Because timing is essential. How do we know timing is essential? Let's deal with them a couple ways. We know, I used the example of driving a vehicle. You know, when we're driving a vehicle, timing is so important. If it is out of time, it might not start up, right?
Right.
So another example, a farmer knows that it's important to plant seeds at a particular time.
Right.
If it doesn't, he might not get the proper yield, or it might not grow at all. So the almanac was so important. That has to deal with timing. Okay. So another thing is that off the top of my head, I'm thinking of, you know, if you were, you know, baking a cake.
Yeah.
If you don't have the proper time, you might not get the results you want of that cake, right?
Right.
So timing is important. Our heartbeat, there's a time, there's a frequency to that. And when it's unsymmetrical, that means our lives are symmetrical. If we're following unsymmetrical time, our lives are unsymmetrical. There's certain things that are not in sync because we are out of sync, just like if a car is out of sync, then the car won't run. It's out of sync. So timing is important, isn't it?
Right, and absolutely.
So this is why the calendar came up to make it more symmetrical because we had this unsymmetrical timing. Now, the Mayan calendar is based on 13 months, not 12. So we had 13 months.
Oh, right. I heard that before.
Okay. And 28 equal days. Now, doesn't that sound more symmetrical to come up with a year calendar?
Uh-huh.
We can always depend. We have equal days of 7 days and four of those 7 days. They equal 28. And that's in line with our feminine energy, right? You know, with their 28-day cycle, right?
Right.
So this
makes sense.
13,
it makes sense.
Totally makes sense. So
here,
this is how we are placed in a more harmonic or harmonious aspect with nature when we're following a system that is based on nature instead of an artificial calendar that's not based on nature and it's unsymmetrical. And following a clock that we use, the 60-second 12-hour clock that we, you know, get so connected to, and we build our life around this particular clock in a calendar.
Right. So let me ask you.
So if you see that it's not synchronistic, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I was just going to say, so how, in this time-space reality that we live in, the society that we are a part of, how do we tune into that? You know, how do we tune into the Mayan calendar?
Well, it's just like our calendars that we have today. We get rid of the Gregorian, or we at least have, this is why I like the law of time. They have what is called the 13-moon almanac, okay? And people can go to lawoftime.org and download that or purchase the book. They have a mini version of it. And you follow that that calendar that kind of overlaces it with our Gregorian out-of-time catalog, so calendar. So we kind of smooth that out by following the exact time. So it gives you a Gregorian reference so you know where where people mindset have been, but now you have an opportunity to shift your consciousness to natural time by just following this almanac, just as a farmer does, that knows when to you follow this Mayan calendar to get the right results in your life. And that's how you do
it. That is amazing. That is amazing.
Yeah, it sounds, real, challenging to some when you think about you have to shift that today is not really Monday, we know Monday really doesn't have any real substance just to say Monday. What do you get out of Monday,
I know, it doesn't have a lot of feeling. Yeah.
Say it again?
It doesn't have a lot of feeling to it. I mean, it's just like the first day back to work or something, or back to business.
Exactly. That's the first thing you think of, going back to work. But today, there's when you go into the Mayan cosmology, the calendar, it relates to the chakra. So we know which chakra to put our attention on and be cognizant of, as the almanac represents the particular energy for today. It represents the particular conscious realm or dimension that we're looking at, that we can tap into. So it's things like that that has more substance in and within the calendar, and it gets you more in tune with who you are, with yourself. Instead of like you said, a day that we're going back to work on Monday.
Wow.
So I was saying, just an idea, again, Martin Luther King is a yellow human. This is one of the aspects in the Mayan cosmology. He's called a yellow galactic human. I am a yellow spectral human. So we kind of share a similarity. Galactic is a number. Remember I said there's 13 combinations of these 20? Galactic means the number 8. And all numbers have a vibration to it. It has a frequency and energy. So listen to the affirmation. It's a whole lot deeper than this, but this is just the surface aspect of it. But you can see that some of this can relate to Martin Luther King. And the affirmation, which starts off, I harmonize in order to influence. That right there is filling his purpose. Isn't that what he did?
Right.
He harmonized
absolutely.
In order to influence. Now, the rest of that says modeling wisdom. Now, didn't he model wisdom?
Yes.
You know, many of us can say that, especially after looking at his life and looking at his full life, not the narrative version that is put in your mass media, but truly, he modeled wisdom. And the rest of it is, I seal the process of free will with the galactic tone of integrity. I am guided by the power of intelligence. I am a galactic activation portal. Enter me.
Wow.
So he's he came with some serious energy, you know.
Yes,
and if we recognize that whole affirmation, I harmonize in order to influence, modeling wisdom, I seal the process of free will with the galactic tone of integrity. I am guided by the power of intelligence. I am a galactic activation portal. Enter me. You know, that's the affirmation.
Wow.
And that gives you a key for understanding the purpose. My teacher, Monique, that I just mentioned, Kimi Tahuti Shabazz, is he does what is called galactic signatures, galactic purpose signatures. They call it the GPS. You know, we have a GPS to take us into places that we want to go,
right.
That we are planning to go. Well, here's the
right.
galactic purpose signature
right.
or system that we have for our lives, not just to direct us to a location of another city or address, but these are dynamic sciences to change our lives. It has changed my life following these sequence every day. I wake up, and that's one of my primary focus is this line up with this cosmic energy that we are immersed in, because this is the fourth dimension that we're not connected with. You know,
mm-hmm.
we talk about the third dimension, but time is
mm-hmm.
the fourth dimension. And with
okay.
this science, it has come up with a methodology for us to get in sync with ourselves, getting in sync with the source of all.
Wow. What a beautiful way to end. I mean, you said so much. I'm just really trying to process the information.
I know
that
it's
you
a lot.
It's like, wow. It's so enlightening, though. We will have to do another show. And I also have a guest come on that you mentioned earlier. So we're out of time now. So can you share, just switching gears here, can you share how to reach you, how to reach your, what's your website, and how to order your book about love?
All right. Indeed, I can. People can go to my website, AkhenatenBay.com. That's AkhenatenBey. .com, AkhenatenBay.com. And you can access the book as well. And you can realize that following this Mayan calendar is an extension of what we talk about in our book, I Love Me, The Ultimate Self-Care Guide for Healing Artists,
mm-hmm.
because we all are artists. And time,
yes.
as when people go to the website, lawoftime.org, they'll see time is art. And
mm-hmm.
if we understand that, we are light beings that are creating all the time. But what
mm-hmm.
are we creating? Are we creating that which is in line with our divine purpose that we were brought here for? So thank
wow.
you so much, Katina, for allow me to share a little bit here. As you can see, it's real extensive. I can't even cover the extensive
right,
aspect
right.
of this mind cosmology. But hopefully I've shared enough that people will be interested. You know, they can call,
right.
Give me a Facebook message, and I'll share how to get connected even with my Galactic Star Ken community, and where they
mm-hmm.
can learn a lot more.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Akhenaten, so much for being a guest on the show today. Thank you so much. And audience, thank you for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. Namaste.